So this whole focus on the Green New Deal has been interesting because obviously it started in the House of Representatives, then 12 senators all signed on to this Green New Deal, saying that they want to remake the economy in a green way, and they outline how they want to do it in that process. Mitch McConnell called their bluff in some ways and said, let's bring it up for a vote if there are 12 senators that support it already and see how many other senators also want to be able to vote for this. At the end of the day, no senator voted for it. Democrats all walked away from it, even those 12 that sponsor the Green New Deal, because the Green New Deal is really more about socialism than it is about environmental policy. It's remaking the government and having the government take over day-to-day operation of the economy, taking over all of healthcare, taking over most companies, remaking. It literally lists out saying every single building in America will have to be rebuilt or retrofitted using federal tax dollars, guaranteeing jobs as each person that we would run our economy and our job hiring very similar to how China does it, guaranteeing jobs to each person and assigning those jobs out to run the economy. Mitch McConnell's focus was, I want America to see what's really being proposed by some of the Democrats in Washington, D.C., that they're not wanting just a clean environment and clean water. They want to be able to take over the way that our government functions and to be able to change us into more of a socialist system. And at the end of the day, they moved back to, let's talk about the environment, and walked away from all the socialist policies.
Yeah, so you agree. Senator Inhofe wrote this week in the Oklahoman that it really was an effort to convert U.S. to socialism.
There is no question when you actually read through what the Green New Deal proposes that it's much more about socialism than it is about environmental policy. And I'm a person that I believe we should all have clean air and clean water. We need to be able to protect our environment. I think that's part of God's stewardship that is on all of us, is to be able to take care of the things that are around us. But it's a very different thing to be able to say we're going to take care of the land and the water and the air than it is to be able to say we're going to remake the economy and to be able to use this as an excuse to change our system from capitalism to socialism.